This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You've heard of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a secret trade deal between the U.S. and various Pacific nations. But have you heard of the TTIP? The TTIP is the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, and it is a similarly secret trade deal between the United States and the European Union. Environmental and pro-democracy activists have long decried the secrecy of the US-EU negotiations over the TTIP, but recently Greenpeace Netherlands got its hands on hundreds of pages of the deal and published it online in order to, quote, provide much-needed transparency and trigger an informed debate on the treaty. As feared, the TTIP draft privileges corporate profits over the health and well-being of people and the planet. My guest is Daniel Mittler. He is the political director of Greenpeace International. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hello there.
Thanks so much for joining us. So explain what exactly Greenpeace Netherlands found, how it found it, if you can reveal that, and what it found.
Well, we have put 248 pages of the negotiation texts online. Everyone could look at them. They're at ttipleaks.org. And we've done that, as you explained in the introduction, because it's just unacceptable that this is a debate that is going to impact all of us and our children, and it's being completely secret so far. And these 248 pages are complete news to the world, but should really be out in the public because they affect us all. So we can certainly not reveal anything about how we got them and will not do so. But we are certain, and this has been confirmed by the official side, that they are real. And therefore, we now know that the fears people have been having are also justified and are well-founded. Because what we have there, those 248 pages, is the negotiation positions between the two sides. And in that, you can see that, as we put it, the EU position is bad, and the United States position, I'm afraid, is even worse. And as you explained, that it's so bad because it's indeed corporations that are calling the shots here and not we, the people.
So TTIP or TTIP, ttipleaks.org is the website where people can just actually browse through WikiLeaks style these documents that have been released to the public. There's probably a lot of legal jargon in there and a lot of lawyer speak, if you will. So break it down for our audience. I mean, the United States is a major player in this, and yet TTIP has gotten very little media coverage here in the US. In the EU, there's been vast protests even before these documents were leaked. So what exactly is so problematic? Spell it out.
The most problematic thing about it is that we're looking at a document that is going to put corporations at the very heart of policymaking. There's two particular areas where that is very obvious. One is the so-called dispute settlement mechanisms, where effectively, and you're used to this under NAFTA and various other treaties, where effectively they are proposing to give corporations the rights to sue our governments if they act in the public interest and corporations see their profits reduced as a result or their profits threatened as a result. And the other thing that is less known and is equally dangerous is a thing called regulatory cooperation. That sounds very nice, just like partnership sounds very nice. But what it really amounts to is that before we in the European Union, to take it from our side of the Atlantic here, the example, before we would be able to pass any new law to increase consumer protection, to continue to ban genetically modified foods, etc., that any regulation that we would put on the table would effectively have to be presented to the US. And therefore, you know how money talks in your political system, and would therefore be available for the lobbyists to unpack and to fight against at a much earlier stage than it is now, when we can have those debates in our parliaments and in our publics before any US lobbyists get some wind of it and get the chance to potentially try to wreck it. So those two elements are really the core of the danger that we're seeing here, because that would both of those things would really privilege corporations over people in a very strict and legal way that it would be very difficult to undo if this treaty goes ahead.
So this sounds like it has repercussions on a variety of aspects where currently regulations protect people, their health, their well-being from corporate domination. You know, if corporate, the imperative for corporations is to make money. That's their sort of legal, they're legally bound to maximize their profits. But of course, they're prevented from running roughshod over everything by regulations. Would TTIP or TTIP essentially undermine that? And if so, in what arena? Environmental, health, agriculture, or all of the above?
All of the above, and indeed not just all of the above, but everything from culture to the ability of public broadcasting, etc. All of these things are up for grabs. And this is what I was just about to get to, that yes, that's the sort of principal problem, that corporates would get these additional legal powers and legal force to their lobbying efforts. And the issues at stake are really across the board. So to just give one example, the US basically in those documents is saying to the European Union, if you open up your agricultural markets, if you stop being so negative towards genetically modified foods, which we are very critical of over here in Europe, then you may be able to sell more cars to the US market. And both Obama and the EU leaders have been telling us for weeks and months that our standards are not up for sale in these negotiations, that if anything, standards will be improved and harmonized upwards as part of this deal. And what these documents reveal is that that is simply not true. Our standards are being bartered with, and indeed, because this is a negotiation, they are up for grabs because they are part of what the both sides are saying, oh, you could have a little bit of this, and if you give me something else in return. And that is a real danger at this moment because they're negotiation positions. We don't know whether it will be mostly consumer protection, mostly the environment, mostly public broadcasting ability or whatever that will be most hit by this deal, because we haven't seen the final outcome of it yet. But what is clear from these documents is that everything that we hold dear is in danger, and we need to collectively stand up and rise up to stop this.
Now, Daniel, the precautionary principle works very differently in Europe than it does in the US. In fact, here in the US, we don't really have a precautionary principle, which basically means that when you have any new products that are released to the public, that corporations who stand to benefit first have to prove that they are not harmful to people before being allowed to sell to them. In the US, it's the other way around. People can essentially sell whatever they want, and until it's proven that the products are harmful, they remain on the shelves. Does TTIP undermine Europe's precautionary principle?
Absolutely. We think that there is a threat of that. The documents, and this is what I've been talking about in terms of us being told that our standards are not up for grabs. But then if you look at all those pages, 248 of them, and you don't find that the EU even once mentions the precautionary principle, you do have to wonder how seriously they are defending this very fundamental right. And you've described it very well. I mean, the precautionary principle in and of itself is a globally agreed principle, so it should really apply to the US as well. But indeed, if you look at, for example, chemicals, it's in the case that in Europe, it's very difficult to get those through. And especially if there is any hint of danger, there is a likelihood of them being banned or restricted at the very least. And that is not currently practiced on your side of the Atlantic. And that would be fine if via TTIP we could get the best of standards, right? If you could get the chemical protection that we already enjoy via this agreement, and we could get your mercury standards, which are much higher than they are here in Europe. And if we had your mercury standards, for example, the coal plants, or most of the coal plants in the country where I live, Germany, would have to shut down. So the fact that these standards are different is not the problem. But what we now know from the leaks is that the real danger here is that we're going to see them eroded on both sides of the Atlantic rather than see an upward move. And indeed, the precautionary principle, if it was dear to the EU as they keep claiming in public statements should be all over their submissions and their documents. Look at those pages at ttblixleaks.org. You will not find them.
Right. So essentially, it's the lowest common denominator that this trade agreement might try to embrace. What about, I mean, you're a Greenpeace, so the climate and climate justice is one of your critical issues, if not the most critical issue. Specifically on climate justice, does the TTIP undermine the recently signed Paris Accord, which, as flawed as it was, is the best thing that there so far is on the international level to deal with the climate?
Yes, it does in several ways. I mean, at the most basic, the Paris Agreement is a promise of a better world, even though one can be cynical about how much of the detail people really are committed to or our leaders are really committed to, but it has that promise. And while they're making those promises, then trade negotiators in the hard real world are actually making deals on behalf of corporate power and making deals on behalf of Monsanto and not the people. So that is the sort of in principle contradiction that is there. They have nice words in Paris, but at the same time, these kind of negotiations just continue as if nothing happened.
Well, Daniel, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to ttipleaks.org as well as greenpeace.org from our website later today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Daniel Mittler is the political director of Greenpeace International. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.